Hello, this is my Holy Week Diary for April the 3rd, 2012. This is Tuesday in Holy Week. Earlier today, I participated in what for many clergy in the Episcopal Church is an annual event. We gather at a place, usually in a diocesan cathedral, and as the college or group of clergy in a particular diocese, we reaffirm our ordination vows. I spent some time today as we were doing that thinking about the importance of reminders. Sometimes in the ups and downs, ins and outs, and general overactivity of life, we can forget what we're all about. We can be so busy doing things. We forget why we're even doing them. Being a clergy person is no different, really, than being in any other kind of job. It's easy to get distracted by details. It's easy to get caught up in the day-to-day drama. It's easy to forget what a blessing it is just to have work when so many people in our society don't have a job of any sort to go to. And yet, I recognize that many people view what I do as somehow different or other. And so I thought it might be helpful to just reflect on what it means to be ordained. That is not a word that in some ways sets anybody who's a clergy person, minister, some sort of church official, above anybody else. To be ordained simply means that one has committed to a particular order, a particular way of ordering one's life, of being under orders. The orders that I'm under have to do with spending time in prayer and study, taking care of those people who are a part of the parish that I serve, being pastorally responsible, being a good example, sort of the general things that most people sort of think they want out of a clergy person. But we're all under orders, really, not just the ordained. There's a set of vows that come with the territory of being baptized. At least that's the way we understand it in the Episcopal Church. There are things that we agree to as a result of being baptized. And usually at the Easter Vigil or on Easter Day, we reaffirm those baptismal vows. And here are just a couple of them. There are some more. We say that we will continue in the apostles' teaching and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in the prayers. We say that we will persevere in resisting evil, and whenever we fall into sin, we will repent and return to the Lord. We say we will proclaim by word and example the good news of God in Christ. We say we will seek and serve Christ in all persons, loving our neighbors as ourselves. We say we will strive for justice and peace among all people and respect the dignity of every human being. That's a pretty tall order. None of us get it right all the time, just like none of us who are ordained manage to always live fully into the vows we made. We do our best. Sometimes we get it right, sometimes we fail miserably, and sometimes we are, frankly, just middling along, doing the best we can with what we have. But I'm not so sure that either my ordination vows or our baptismal vows or our marriage vows are invitations to keep score, so much as they are invitations to raise our awareness, to call our attention to those things which are important in our lives. It really is easy to get so busy, to be so worried about the next thing, that we lose our focus. We forget that we are given this gift of life. We are given the gift of family and friends who surround us on every side. We are given gifts of successes, and we get to learn the challenges of failures. We have it all. Not everything we want, sometimes not even everything we need, but we have an opportunity, and that opportunity is to live. To live in the awareness that the life we have in Christ was given to us by the one who gave up himself for us. And that's what the journey of Holy Week is, reminding ourselves that we didn't come to this life on our own, this life of following Jesus. Jesus came, and Jesus showed us the way. And we are all, as believers, under orders to follow that way as best we can. Let us pray. O God, by the passion of your blessed Son, you made an instrument of shameful death to be for us the means of life. Grant us so to glory in the cross of Christ that we may gladly suffer shame and loss for the sake of your Son, our Savior, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Until tomorrow, may the peace of the Lord be with you.